Okay. Azoy. So we've been starting the sheet of the Ga'inim. And the sheet of the Ga'inim is that four mil is not part of the Teshvan. It's the three quarters of a mil. So if you say three quarters of a mil is after Shkia, so then you get a very early Zman for Tzeisa Kachonim. It's anywhere between 13 and a half minutes to 18 minutes. And there's no stars then. Oh. So what's the pshat? So the Or Meir, Or Meir Posen, he has a groundbreaking shita. And he's the one that wants to say, the Ferrari, that the Gra and the Ga'onim are not the same shita. Now, the Olam says the Gra is the same as the Ga'onim. That the three quarters of mil is right by Shkia, and that's the shita Sagra, and that's the Ga'onim. And the Rambam the Talmud is a different shita. He says no. Take a look on page 12. In the unpacked Yudzayim. He says, Nog he who nami ha'olam umurgal hi lomar tishitas ha'goinim v'shitas ha'gro ha'chadahi. Right? That the Gra and the Ga'onim are the same. Obviously the Ga'onim are from the Tekufa before the Rishonim. That's what Rav Aaron Kahn years ago used to say, that the Gra is going back to the old Masorah. Even though all the Rishonim, a lot of the Rishonim followed Rabbi Natan, he was going back to the old Masorah. So the Or Meir, that's the brother of Dain Posen from Breuers, and the brother of Dr. Peretz Posen from the physics teacher in YU, who's a big Talmid Chacham as well, says, no, he thinks it's not the case. He thinks that And look at the bottom paragraph. Ach, nira, lani is daitel farish, deim pe rushul shal shkia sachama. So let me tell you what he says, and then we'll see where he gets it from. He says, deim pe rushul shal shkia sachama shal agroa b'shkia sachama shal goinim. Shag dole rishonim, the pligal rabbeinu tam. You agroa b'far shkia sachama shal beinu shmosus koi al shkia skuf achama. That he says that the gross sheet is that Shkia Sachama means when the sun dips below the horizon, what we call Shkia. Kish Alma Meinenu, Nichtas Tachas Oretz. Rabbi Natan Mefarish al Shkia Skuf Achama. Rabbi Natan says it's Shkia Skuf Achama Shoshokal Orchay Hakipo Lachar Dalad Mil. Masha Enke Lagonim, Masha Nirim Medivrem Dlomayim Shkia Skuf Achama Klal. He wants to claim that the Goinim is not the Shkias Guf HaChama, Rak Maimi Mishkias Nitzotze Karne HaChama Asher Nirim Od Berakia B'Shamayim Bizman Muad Achar Sheshoka Guf HaChama. He says the rays of the sun rays that go through the sky, he explains it. He says, when you have clear air, v'noki, achas sheshaka guf haShemesh machas haaretz matchil lotzeis misham kol dalar ohei karnei shemesh ki ein etzbos shel yad. He says, if you look after the sun sets, you'll see like it's like fingers, four or five strips of sun rays going all the way from one side to the other. obviously you need pure air to see it. Because if it's already polluted, you're not gonna. They're coming from the bottom of the Marv, that's where the sun is. The sun already set. And they go through the whole sky until the east. You don't see it during the day because it's too sunny during the day, you're not going to see these rays. Mishum shegodol or hachama mechasa osam, kmo shegamkei lo nirim az hakochovim, just like you don't see the stars during the day. V'kasher over yosef me reva shoa achar hashkia, but after like 15 minutes after the shkia, hey maschilim hiskatzer, then these five fingers looking images start to detract. And therefore, and then they diminish, and then you don't see them at all. Because nishkoim elu karnei or hazakim ha'elu, as was on shkia sacham. In other words. So, 15 minutes. So, 15 like this. The sun sets, right? And then 15 minutes after, the rays begin to diminish, and it takes what? A half an hour till they're gone.
You mean another half hour after
15? One second. Let's see. Yosef be Reva Shachar Shkiyah Maschil Niskatzer Min Hamizrach V'Nashim Chalushim Ad Shachar Pachos Mechatzi Shah. It probably means we Gam B'Mar Hem Chalushim Ma'od Ma'odim Ma'od. Because in Shkoyim El Karneor As Uzman Shkiyah Sachama V'Hay Shkiyah Sachar Chama Shutchilat Be'er Shmoshet Rav Yehuda. Meaning, what is he saying? Right, 15 because, in other words, he's saying 15. And Shkia means when they start to diminish. So they start to diminish at 15, and then it takes 13 and a half till they're gone. Yeah, so it's 28 and a half. V'hashenichem yushev heitev aminah. So he says, meaning Shkia Sachama doesn't mean the ball. It means the rays of the sun that come out. If you have a clear air and the sun set, it's like fingers that are in all that go out through from the west to the east, right? And then it takes 13 and 15 minutes after they start dwindling until they're gone, from 15 to 20 they're here, and that's what Shkia Sachama is. So before the 15 minutes, it's what? It's Vadayom. Before, and then it takes another 15 or so, or 18 if you hold it, till they're gone. So he says, we had the question, what was the minhag in Europe that they would do malacha after Shkia, what we call the regular Shkia of Bahama? And yet they wouldn't keep 72 minutes. So till now everyone's saying, oh, Michas Kohen, because that's the pshat, because the Michas Kohen holds that whenever you see the stars, that says, 15 minutes before that is Bein HaShmosh, and before that is Vadayom. So it's very good. They weren't keeping 72 because they didn't, they,
But they did malacha after Shkia because they held you don't have to keep 72 according to Rabbeinu Tam if you see the stars. But what the Or Meir's Mechadesh is that you don't have to say. In other words, maybe Rabbeinu Tam, in other words, he's not accepting necessarily the Michas Kohen's Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam. Because that's a big chiddush. But maybe the Pshat and the Minig in Europe is not the Michas Kohen, because maybe the Michas Kohen is difficult. Like he's a big, or mayor, he's the 16.1 person, right? So if you say 16.1, you don't hold like the Michas Kohen. So then what's the Pshat in Europe? So the Pshat in Europe was, they followed the Gaonim, and the Gaonim Shita is that the 3/4 of a mil is not like the Vilna Gaon, which starts right away after the Shkia, but rather it starts when the sun ray is beginning to diminish. And they first start diminishing only 15 minutes or so after what? After the Shkia. And then it takes another 13, 15, whatever, 18 minutes till the... And that's the Shkia. So Shkia doesn't mean Shkia's habor, the ball of the Chama. But Shkia means what? Shkia's haor. Shkia's haor. Shkia means the Shkia's haor, not the Shkia's hacham. So Mimela, when the sun dips below the horizon, that's not even called Shkia Sa'or. Because what? You think there's any difference when the sun, the ball was above the horizon or below the horizon? That it's right below the horizon, you're still getting all the ore. So why it's called Shkia? Shkia is only when the rays begin to diminish. So that's first only going to happen around 15 minutes after what we call Shkia. And then it's going to take another 13 to 18 minutes before that. Declines. What? I'll show you the second. Now, where does I want to? One second, Morena. And he says, "V'hashda nicha miyushav heitav aminim shalharbe kihilos kedoshes zekama meir shana." Kama meir shana. You got to realize that for hundreds of years, people were doing this. This is not something that they just did for 2-3 years. Hundreds of years, Jews were doing malacha after Shkia, but they weren't keeping 72 minutes. Because normally you say you can do malacha after Shkia if you keep 72 minutes, or the equivalent of that. But Jews weren't keeping 72, and they were still doing malacha. So why, are you going to tell me Snam they were avayarim? But this was, but what's the pshat? And v'tino kanolat az, l'fnei motzei Shabbos, and nibel b'Shabbos. And they would give, when we saw the Chasam Sofer, that they were doing bris milas. A kid was born after Shkia on Motzai Shabbos, they gave him bris milah on the next week on Shabbos. So the Chasam Sofer, he's in Milchas Koyim. But he's saying, but or Meir, Rav Meir Posen, is not, Milchas Koyim says, whenever you see the stars, that say Sechachavim, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. So that, it's a big chiddush to say that. So if you don't, if you want to be a Milchas Koyim person, if you don't want to be a Michas Kohen person, then you know what you could be? You could be a Gaonim person, according to Meir Posen. Because Meir Posen, you know, he holds Rabbeinu Tam, and especially if you hold like Rav Leich, that Meir Posen is the only one that's correct. 16.1. It's either 16.1 or not, you know. Oh. So now, let me show you where this comes from. I'll give you the next.
13.5 minutes after the Shkia Sa'or.
Right.
He holds that 13.5 minutes after Shkia Sa'or is 16.1.
No. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is Shkia means Shkia Sa'chama.
Right.
That's Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
And you need 16.1 after Shkia Sachama. But he's saying that, and the Groa is also Shkia Sachama. And it's 3/4 of a mil after Shkia Sachama. But he's saying that the Groa, his Kiddush is that the Groa, everyone, the Velt says, and the Maram al Shaka was the one who says right. The Gaonim are like what?
Like the Groa.
Right. He's saying no. The Gaonim's 3/4 of a mil start by the Shkia Sahawat. Ha'or. And the Shkia's Ha'or only begins when? Like 15 minutes after Shkia, because that's when the rays begin to diminish.
So the 20 feet, 13 and a half minutes after the 15 minutes.
That's the Beit HaShemeshos. That's when Shkia is. Shkia Sa'or. And that only begins 15 minutes after Shkia Sa'chama.
Right.
So from 3/4 of a mil after that, that's Beit HaShemeshos. And then after that.
So the Orbeir understands the Gaonim as saying that the that Sefer Kohelet is approximately a half hour after our Shkia.
Something along those lines, or in Eretz Yisrael, then it can be maybe a little bit. From 13 to 18, and then in America you add another 4 or 5 minutes or so. In New York maybe another 5 minutes or so.
Yeah,
13 and a half, that's the Beit HaShemeshos. The first 15 minutes is Vada Yom, because you didn't get Shkia, but Shkia doesn't mean Shkia Sacham, it means Shkia Sor, Akiva, Lazokter. Yeah, okay. The question is Rav Yossi right immediately away, or is it right? Right.
40 or 42 or 45, and it kind of seems that they're all the ones
before
Mark and Riz.
What?
It seems that these numbers are kind of similar,
even though right. The Milchas Kohen. Basically, what we're doing is we're putting the Milchas Kohen in the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Golem is going to be pretty much similar, but they're coming from different shitas. The Milchas Kohen is saying that's Pshat Rabbeinu Tam. The Gaonim was saying, no, Halila, Rabbeinu Tam would never mask him to this. So then what? Everyone was Mechal Shabbos, they didn't follow Rabbeinu. No. They followed the Gaonim. You see, because the Gaonim gives us a new avenue to say that Shkia Sacham is still Vada Yom after Shkia Sacham, but yet you still don't have to wait to 72. That's a Mar de Gazach. So let me show you where it comes from. Rav Meir Posen. Rav Meir Posen!
But
I'll tell you. I told you, it was once we were going, my family, we were going from the Washington Heights to the Lower East Side.
Right.
And around York, around the Upper East Side. There was this tremendous traffic jam. There was
near
of life. Right. So at a certain time, I told my wife, there's no way we're getting there before Shkia. So we have to just do one thing, that's park the car before Shkia. And we found a lot. Like 2 minutes before Shkia, we were out of the car. But I have a friend who had a similar situation. The only thing with him, it was 2 minutes after Shkia. So no one wants to do it, but, it could be. Maybe, but again, only B'Shasam,
right.
We don't want to get people to be doing this, because in Europe they did it all the time, but it became so much the practice here, especially after 1954, I still didn't show you the Kol Kore from 1954. Did I not yet? It's coming. Oh, so let me show you where this comes from. Listen carefully. Because this is the big thing. What does Shkia mean? Does it mean Shkia Sachama? Or does it mean what? Shkia Sa'or. So look at the Gemara. Now we finally, let's do some Gemara. And I apologize that I did the Xerox the Balamor. Because we got to see it inside. if you have a Gemara here. What? So what does the Gemara say? Me'emasai Torin as Hashma Barovin. When do you say Kriya Shema? Mishasha Korhanim Yinichnosim Lechol B'Trumoson. So what does that mean? It means the a Kohen was Tomei. So when he touched a sheretz, say, so when can he eat truma? So what does he have to do? Has to go to the mikvah, and then he needs harav shemesh. And the Gemara is saying, when is harav shemesh? Say it's a kachon, because what does the pasuk say? Ubo hashemesh the toher va'achar yochel min hakadoshim, which means truma kilach mohu. So it's not enough to go to the mikvah, right? You go to the mikvah, and then you have to wait till night. And the Gemara and the Mishnah is telling us, when did the Kohanim allow to eat truma if they were matame? Say it's a kochom, and that's the Zman Kriya Shema. And what's the makor from a pasuk? Uvo Hashemesh what? Petoyer. So look at the Gemara. In three lines to the bottom. In the Tanya, Uvo Hashemesh Petoyer. Bi Hashimsho Ma'akapto Milecho B'truma. What's holding you back from eating truma? What? The sun. What's the other possibility? Maybe you have to wait till what? The next morning to bring a korban. Right? So the Gemara says, no, it's enough, be a shimsha. You have to go to the mikvah and wait till the night. Do you have to wait till the next day to bring a korban? No. By kotshim, you want to eat korbanos, then you would have to bring a korban in order to be matir the korban. But to eat truma, all you need is what? Bias shimsha. Bias shimsha makaptum lecho b'truma, vei kaparosa makaptum lecho b'truma. So the verse says, Umi mai d'haivah shemesh bias shimsha ha-shemesh, v'hai v'tar ter yoma. How do you know that bias shimsha means the setting of the sun and the day is over? Vilma bias orum. Maybe it means the coming of the light, meaning the morning. Umay v'tayer, the har gavra, and it means that the person is tahar by bringing korban. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba bar Rav Sheila, and came lema korvi yitar." The person say va shemesh, right? V'yitar. Sun rises, and then he'll bring a korban. May v'tayer tar yoma. Okay, so that's. That's how Rashi learns. But Tosis says a different pshat. Take a look at the Tosis on page 2, top Tosis, in bracket. He has a different pshat in what does it mean, bios oro. Now, Rashi says maybe it's bios oro means you have to wait till the next morning. So he says like this. Dachi pirusho, mimai. First word on the line is mimai, towards the middle of the Tosis. Mimai, you see that? Mimai dahaiva shemesh bias shemesh hu mamish. Was how do you know it means bias shemesh mamish? What does bias shemesh mamish mean? You mean it doesn't just dip below the horizon, but it means very much till seis hakochavim. How do you know it's seis hakochavim? Umai v'tar tar miyoma dahinu seis hakochavim dilma bias ora. You know what bias ora means? It was how do you know? It was who says it's Seis HaKachavim? Maybe it's just Shkia, and that would be enough. And by Shkia, you can eat Truma. So the Gemara says what it says. So according to Tosis, the Pshat of the Gemara is that Bias Shemesh means Seis HaKachavim, but the Gemara is questioning. How do you know Seis HaKachavim? Maybe it's Shkia. Shkia Sacham. As opposed to Rashi's Pshat, how do you know it's Bias Shemesh? Maybe it's what? Maybe it's Bias Oro, meaning how do you know it's Seisach HaKovim? Maybe it's just Shkia. But now let me show you, and you all have to look it up inside. If it wasn't in the packet, that means it's a simon that you have to take out of Gemara and look it inside in the Balamor. Aleph Amid Aleph. It's Mamish the first Balamor, yeah. One second. repeat what? Tosis is saying, what does it mean Uvah Shemesh Retire? It means you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochovim, and then the Kohen can eat the Truma. Because he was Matame, he got Tame, he went to the Mikvah, and now he has to wait till night. But the question is, what's night? So the Gemara says, Tzeis HaKochovim, and that's when Zman Kriya Shema is. So the Gemara says, yeah, but who says that Tzeis HaKochovim? Maybe it's just Shkia, and that would be sufficient. That was the Gemara's question. How do you know it's B.S. Shimsho, which means Tzeis HaKochovim, maybe it's just B.S. Oro, which means Shkia. And the Gemara brings a proof. So he's learning Pshat in B.S. Oro, different than Rashi. Rashi says maybe the B.S. Oro means maybe you have to wait till a later Zman, the next morning, to bring a korban to Bata you to eat the Truma. Where, how do you know? Maybe. So then the Gemara brings a riot. Tos is saying, no, the Pshat in the Gemara is, how do you know it's Tzeis HaKochovim, B.S. Shimsho, Tzeis HaKochovim, maybe it's just B.S. Oro, meaning Shkia. But listen to the Bala Mor. And this is the gears of the Gaonim. The Gaonim had a different gears. It's Mamish, the first piece. Mamish, the first piece in the Mor HaKotav. Aleph of an Aleph. May Kral Kim Oryo. Why the Hayuva Shemesh retire? B.S. Orohu. He says, who says it's B.S. Oro? That's the Gemara's Kasha. What does Ba Shemesh retire mean? So we know what does the Gemara say it means? Tzeis HaKochovim. So now the Gemara's questioning that. According to Rashi, was questioning maybe you should have to wait till when? The next day. According to those, maybe you just have to wait till Shkia. So the Balamor, the Gaonim, are similar to Tosfos, that the B.S. that the questioning maybe it should be an early Zman. But you know what Tzeis HaKochovim means according to the Gaonim? The Gemara is asking, you know what had the Gaonim preach the Pasuk of Chumash? Uvah Hashemesh v'tahir? That you have to wait till Tzeis? What does Uvah Hashemesh mean? B.S. How do you know you require the diminishing of light, B.S. Oro? Maybe all you need is what? B.S. Shimsho, and that would be then Shkia. Because B.S. Shimsho just means the Shemesh one. You mean Rashi learned B.S. Shimsho means Tzeis HaKochovim. And Tosfos also learned B.S. Shimsho means Tzeis HaKochovim. The Gemara, the oldest gives the one, how do you know Ba'al Shemesh means what? B.S. Oro. And B.S. Oro is when? Tzeis HaKochovim. Why is B.S. Oro Tzeis HaKochovim? Because with Lila, it's like the Rebbe Chodesh. Lila, we don't care about the... What does Tzeis HaKochovim mean? It means it's dark. That's what we really care about, dark. So when it says Ba'al Shemesh, we don't care if the sun set below the horizon. But what do we care about? That the war is gone. So Ba'al Shemesh v'tahir means what? B.S. Oro. And now the first questioning, how do you know that? Maybe it's only B.S. Shimsho, and what does B.S. Shimsho mean according to the Golden? Shkia. So you see, what do you see with the Golden? That they define, when the Gemara says Ba'al Shemesh v'tahir, B.S. Shimsho, not Kafka. They have to give B.S. that B.S. Oro is what you mean. B.S. Oro is not a Kaftabu'a Chobachuba. B.S. Oro. Because Tzeis HaKochovim, because the Shkia, the Rishona we have is that the definition, when B.S. Shimsho is literally Shimsho, and that means Tzeis HaKochovim, B.S. Shimsho, and then we're questioning that. Maybe no. But the Golden have the Girsa that it's B.S. Oro, that Tzeis HaKochovim means what? B.S. Oro. And the Gemara there, Rav Tuvia Goldstein has this maybe. But and the Gemara is questioning, how do you know that you need Bias Oro, meaning that you don't have any light left? Maybe all you need is Bias Shimsho, which is what? An earlier Zman. It's similar to Tosis in terms of which is earlier, which is later, Bias Shimsho, Bias Oro. That Rashi is saying Bias Oro is the later Zman, Tosis is saying the earlier Zman, but Lemaisa, he has the Pshat. What is the Pshat we hold in the Pasuk? So according to Rashi, Tosis is Bias Shimsho. Bias Shimsho means the Pshat. But he's saying no. It's Bias what? Bias Oro. So what's the important thing? It's the Or. So if there's no diminishing of Or, that's for sure not lying. That's for sure not this line. Understand? So that's what he's understanding. It has to be Bias. So when is the Or starting to diminish? That's what he said. That's like 15 minutes after Shkia. So Shkia, there's no... That's what the Gemara asks. But maybe it's enough that the Shemesh... And the Gemara says no, because you may came in call, you know, in the call, Vah HaShemesh... Yitzhar, not the time. But that's how he patches up the... And now, if you look through the Torah, the Rashba brings down this Girs of the Gonim, but it's the first, the second piece there, the Balamor. And now, if you want to look now in the Tosas HaRosh, on page 3, he gives you the different opinions of on the Beis of the Beis. What do you need? One opinion says Kiddush Hayom, right? Rav Haigon, the second hour. The Aluk Hosam Shalchani Rav Baruch Shadechu Brayzer Kolchan Chad Tzuli Bedovah. Rav Meza Omar Bishash Kiddush Hayom, right? Shkia Kiddush Hayom. Why? Because he teaches about Shemesh Buns means what? Be a Shimshon. Time Tchila Shkia Hosam. Umay the Tar Gavra Kida Shayom, Roy the Kaya Shayom. It's Roy to be most of the Holocaust. For Rabbi Yeshua, what does Rabbi Yeshua hold? What's Rabbi Yeshua Shita? What? No, but what does he say? No. The base of his base. What does he say? Time with the Kohanim Kidwat can eat the truma. And that's when? Says a Kachom. And how is he understanding Uvah Shemesh? What does he say? Look, it's your sofer, B.S. Oro. So the Shita that holds Says a Kachom holds Shat and Pasta Kidwat, B.S. Oro. Because that's what we need. It's like the Chakir, they don't care about the Chakir, we just need the Shear of the Darkness. The Shear of the Darkness. So that's Bias Oro. So when does the Suffolk begin? The Suffolk can't begin at Shear because nothing happens with Shear. We're not diminishing the light, the same light. The only time you can say that the Suffolk is when it starts to diminish. So that's what the Rambam poses. Is his major groundbreaking shot. I once discussed this with the Rabbi Ben Porat, who was from Ottawa. He's from Ben Porat's father. We once had a discussion about the question about doing heptic and shia, whatever we talked about, and he was saying, oh, the Rav Meir has this whole thing about he knew it right away. Or may have shot in the go, it was very impressive.
the Or Meir Chaim Gaon. But you see when the Or Meir, when you see that, that's what the Gaon, and you see that the Tos HaRosh, there's a Tos HaRosh, the Chita that holds, that it says Chacham Rav Shua, he holds the Pasuk of Hashem, which means BSR, that's what night is, BSR. And I think that's what you both do with Tosar as well. But that's the idea. And in Mela, that's what the something of Mela Shemash could be. So, but that's different than the Zom Legon. Because the Zom Legon sheet is that, I mean, it could be the way the oil holds the Zom Legon is that it starts at Shkia. That's some, you know. Because when the sun comes below the horizon, nothing is happening in terms of diminishing of sunlight yet. The sun is, just because it's below the horizon, the rays are still shooting the same way. So the only diminishing the light only comes like 15 minutes or so later. So then, that's BSR. And then that's when the subject of Beit HaShemashot is. You need a little bit of diminution of the light or the full diminution of light. But then it comes out that, and then he says that was shot in Europe. That they weren't following Rabbi the time in Europe. How did they do Malachi after? Because the sheet of Nagonin is that it's still Vada Yom until the sun rays are diminishing, and the Zman of Seis HaKavim is when they begin to diminish till they end to diminish, and then you have the three Kochavim, and then that's Vada Laila. And even though that's before the 72 minutes. So this is a major breakthrough. And it's very good Lishitoso that because he doesn't hold the Pshat in Milchas Kohen in Rabbeinu Tam. So then what's left for the Minhag Yisrael for hundreds of years? So he says that they were really following the Golden. They weren't following the Milchas Kohen because he didn't hold from the Milchas Kohen. Okay, Max, what do you want to say? What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yehuda, what do you say?
This is not like Rabbi Salvechik's point, right? The drusha. Meaning it's paying price of like one of the subs.
Right, because Rabbi Salvechik didn't work with this. He didn't.
I'm saying that point that he said that it's totally a subject that as much as it's totally on.
The Tupsukim.
Right.
Right, so that would work good with the Grah. He's working with the Grah. Because the Grah is that when the Chab is below the... Right. Right.
Who's going to say against this chat?
You want to say against it?
Huh?
What did you say?
What would somebody say against it? What would be a problem?
You mean, why doesn't everyone accept this pshat?
Yeah.
Because I don't think if they would see all the different parts of the puzzle, I think they would, you know.
So
the question is, when does it start? When does it start?
Is that line up with Rabbi
Yehuda's Shita? Well, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita doesn't start right away. That's his point.
Is this the
Well, in America, we all decided that we're not doing anything after Shkia. So it doesn't matter
We're not doing anything after Shkia. Right, so, and we're only using, we only nafkamina of all these shitas is how much do you have to, you want to be machmir at the end of Shabbos. Beginning of Shabbos, we're all, you know, so that's why the charts will only tell you where the Shkia. Because they don't know from this cheshbon, and even if they did know from this cheshbon, you know, it was mekubal not to. Rav Harford has told me he thought that lagabi the Rabbanans, you could, even though in Europe they were, they kept, they, for the Rises they did it after Shkia. They did bris milas after Shkia. They did malacha. Rabbeinu, the Chasam Sofer saw, you saw the tshuva, Simon Pei. He says, we do malacha after Shkia. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. We do malacha on Fridays after Shkia. But in 1954, the Sama Rebbe says, we do not do malacha after Shkia. Even though the Chasam Sofer, Milano got Chasam Sofer, especially in that world. Who, yeah. And you know how this, the Chasam Sofer signed all his tshuvas? Frankfurt. Even though there's a funny way, because he wasn't in Frankfurt, right? Yeah, so that's Dr. Leiber pointed this out, that he signed his tshuvas from Frankfurt, even though, like, if you grew up in, I don't know, wherever town you grew up, and then you keep signing your tshuvas from where you were when you were a kid, even though you moved out 40 years ago. Right? How old was the Chasam Sofer when he left Frankfurt?
12.
What?
When he became a Talmud Rav Nachman.
Yeah, how old was the Chasam Sofer when he left Frankfurt?
Yeah.
You tell me. It's in your, 12. It's in your phone someplace. Take a few minutes.
That's the Meisha where he said his Bar Mitzvah boy.
Okay, so, but what? But that's where Harper is taught, with Lagabe davening and things like that. And then there's also a Sefer Shvile David here, quoted in the packet, where he also says that he thinks that that Shkia doesn't mean Shkia Sachama, but it means... On page 9 of the banner, he says, on the left, What does he take there? He says, what? Right. So he left at age 14 and he still was signing his tshuvas. So at age 20 he was. What? Yeah, he went. And then when did he leave? When did he go to? And when did he go to Pressburg? How old was he? Right. And then how old was he when he passed away? What? How old was he?
72.
77. So the last 37 years, he still wrote.
He left
Yeah.
So he left
it.
He left probably
20, but maybe 40. So the Shreya Shvili David, he also has an idea that it doesn't start right away. because when the sun sets, that's not called Pnei Mizrach Madim.
He's not saying the same
thing. No, he's not saying the same thing, but he's saying a similar concept that it's not right away. He's saying that when the sun sets, it's not Madim, it's Zahoris Hashem Ishesh. Lachakach Madim. Do you understand what that means? Top of page 10. What is that? What do you think that means? He's saying Perish Rosh is only when Pnei Mizrach Madimim until Hiksif. But that doesn't start right away. Pnei Mizrach Madimim is not right after Shkia. It's only what's called what's the difference between Madimim and Zahoris? I don't know. Five fingers, that's when it starts.
So what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda?
He's saying within the Rabbi Yehuda. When does it start? When Pnei Mizrach Madimim, Hiksif El Yom Lo Hiksif Latachton, Vena Shmoshos, and then Hiksif El Yom Shem Shish Latachton is Lila. So from that time is the Vena Shmoshos period. But that time only starts once the five fingers beginning to diminish, which he says is around 15 minutes after Shkia. Now, what we mentioned yesterday was the Alter Rebbe on page 19, where he says that Shkia means, he also works with B'yas Oro.
4 minutes.
Siluk Ubiyas Haor Mirasha Ha'ilonos. He says, Siluk Ubiyas Haor Mirasha Haor Magvom Shabarit Yisrael. Asu Tchila Zman Ben Hashmashas. And he says, but it's interesting, like Rabbi Harford has pointed out, and also Rav Sandgoy from Yeshiva's Torah Tumimim in Lubavitch Kiryat Gat, page 22, pointed out that the 4 minutes is everywhere. In other words, even though that's Rabbi Harford has pointed out, the Kiddush is that even though the heart of the Goyim are in Eretz Yisrael, but had it every place after Eretz Yisrael. So even though we're in a place where you don't have heart of the Goyim, or you say in Eretz Yisrael they would have heart of the Goyim would be 4 minutes. So his Kiddush is the 4 minutes you get if you're in Eretz Yisrael or Miami Beach or wherever. 4 minutes is that's Vada Yom. Because it takes, then is the question of how long is it, you know, is the Beinah Shemashot period. So in Eretz Yisrael it can be from 13 to 18, and other places a little bit longer. That fluctuates. But the 4 minutes doesn't fluctuate. That's why he criticizes Leo Levy, this Maimon or Yisrael. He criticizes Leo Levy, who says that the 20 minutes is on page 23 on the Hatos the Havana Sheet of Balatani, page 23 and 11. He says who will say
And therefore, he never said that. Because they thought that if that's what it was in the Yom Shavim, 24 plus 4, and they said it's Vishi doesn't very short Yom Shavim, very short 20 years. They said that it was Shavim. But he says not true.
Because there was only an Eretz Yisrael in the Zman of the when the days were equal. So it could be more. So that's what he writes here on the bottom of page 24. Arba Dakas Lachol Mochum Zman. And then the 20 could fluctuate, but the 4 is a constant. And you don't do the 4, you don't do with degrees, because the 4 is a special din. He writes someplace, Kavod Eretz Yisrael, that they patterned it after the Chiddush. Because even if you didn't have Binyanim before that, you still follow the 4 minutes of Eretz Yisrael.
Right,
1820, so that fluctuates based on where you are in the world, and based on the season, etc. But the 4 is a constant. Akiva. What? Rav Yossi, okay, yeah. Should it be a constant? Maybe not. So that's what the Chaim Noach says. He wanted that to figure out how the Gaonim. So as you say, the Alter Rebbe worked with the Gaonim, but the Gaonim seems to be a little early. So he put in the 4 minutes in the beginning. But if you hold like Rav Meir Posen, you already get 15 minutes, and it seems to make it even better for the Gaonim. He's only letting the Gaonim start after 4 minutes.
In the
days that the seasons are evil. Right. But if you hold the 20 in Eretz Yisrael, so then you have 4 plus 20. But the 20 is not Shavuos. The 20 fluctuates, and the 4 is. And then when you come to America, so then what? Then you still have the 4. And then you'll have, depending upon the degrees. So what? Another 5 or something like that. What?
I think that they have 4 and 4 degrees.
Yeah.
But the Armor is not there about here, but they could come and the Gaonim.
Yeah, I mean,
16.1 on one hand.
Yeah, there were 16.1. These are two chidushim of the Ormei, how we learn Shad and Ormei from
16.1.
So these are the Now, what the Shvili David says, and the difference between the Zuhurius and Admumis, I'm not sure I fully understand, but this is a very important, what we do today is a very important yisod of what. So now that we have another shot in what we do when we keep.
Maybe that's for 40 minutes.
Right, exactly. So the way the 40 minutes comes from. Because why? Right, because you start 15 minutes and you have 15 and 25 is the 40. Yeah. Because you're not from the Michas Kohen people, right? You're not from the Michas Kohen people, so then you have to write this cut. This chart is really good. And then so the alphabet wanted to get closer, so he gave this 4 minutes. This 4 minute thing that everyone gets 4 minutes. You give a freebie. 4 minutes! 4 minutes for the whole world.
Four minutes!
It's more of a chiddush than 16.1. It's really based on the same fundamental principle, though, that the darkness should be.
Four minutes. But that's out there. But the chassidish opposed, some of them are very into this 4 minutes. People here, they heard of Rav Moshe's 9 minutes, but we'll get to it. But they don't know about the 4 minutes. So you tell them about the 4 minutes.
But why would we probably let you there's more amount and there's no mountain? Like, why would we say that it's
any
difference?
The covenant of Eretz Yisrael, we follow Eretz Yisrael. Everything is covered from Eretz
Yisrael.
Mount
Everest,
the
29th,
29th, 29th.
Right.
Mount Everest.
You say that Mount Everest,
yeah, okay. Okay, think about it. We'll get ready for Mincha now. Okay, Shkaya.